Lekker veel liefde, daar samen gemoe.
Schrijf. De Mishmeres Itamar. Neem me besefer. Mijn vrouw en Maimer Chazal, hij explains de Maimer Chazal in Psochem Kufalef. Ein kiddush elo b'makom sudo. Right, that's halacha l'maisa. Ein kiddush, not yotze kiddush, unless you have it b'makom sudo. So he says, kiddush hainu lios mufush v'nivdo. The hainu shish dover gashmi. Eich nefarish mizeh. Yeah, eich and farish mizeh. Meaning, you have to be separate.
How can you separate yourself?
Ah, then you should have a question. Eich and farish mizeh.
Is it how, like how to, or is it how can?
I don't know, let's see. Kiddush really means to be separated.
Right.
But we're saying, ein kiddush el b'makam sudah. So he's darshaning it to mean, ein kiddush ish yisrael ein makadash es atzmai.
Right.
Meaning it's not really possible. That's what he meant. Right. Meaning how do you make kaddish?
The malachim, like, what's the point of kiddush if there's no, if they're not gashmi?
Right. Exactly.
That must be it.
Right. And so us, so we're connected to a guf. We're connected to gashmis. It's impossible to be completely separated from it. So the teretz is adarabi. You're right. The way we're makadish ourselves is not by being completely separated from it. But that's the goyim thing, that the only way to be kaddish is to be completely separated. The way we mekaddish ourselves is by uplifting it. Ein kiddush elo b'makom suda. V'zeo sheromzu lanu akanvayinu b'simani ha-seder, and that's what they're hinting to here with the simanim of the seder. Kaddish, the kaddish is atzmecho. Im tachshay shalecha l'farish b'nei yon ha-zen, and if you think that to be mekaddish yourself, the only way to do it, the way to do it is by totally separating yourself from in Yoni Olam Hazeh. So you should know Urchatz Titri Yadayim Lesudo V'dayik Aydezeh Epshalus Kaddish. Ah, so he's saying a different shot now. The remez is Kaddish Urchatz. When I tell you Kaddish and you're thinking, oh, that must mean to Kaddish myself completely, separate myself completely from the Gashmias, so I immediately say Urchatz, which means the Tilis Yadayim, the Tilis Yadayim. What are we doing until the Siddayim? Okay, so now it's on, at that point you're only going to have the karpus. You're not, but the Indian until the Siddayim is for a sudo. Ain't kiddush el makom sudo. We're telling you that's how you makadish yourself, by uplifting the gashmis, by using it for mitzvahs. The daikal, they said, dafka through that, evsholus kaddish. V'lechein kaddish orchatz and vavachibur. Again, that's why there's a vavachibur to connect it. Loy lipvish from the gashmis, not to separate it from gashmis, but to uplift it. Vav echibur hu b'makom ha'elo b'makom sudo. Yeah? Kaddish orchatz is ein kiddush elo b'makom sudo. Tahanu shakdusha v'asudo ba'on b'bas achas. The two things come together. Kavari v'enu shakadish orchatz b'gamach your Shabbos. Ah, so we said before, the Indian of kaddish orchatz is kaviva kaimo, that a kedusha comes that you're not necessarily zaycha to, and we said that's Shabbos, so kaddish orchatz is Shabbos. So we hear, according to this way of learning, this remez, it's also Gematria Shabbos, because Shabbos is also the Indian, besides Kvi Vakaima, that was the first Malach. This Malach of uplifting the Gashmis, being Makadish the Gashmis, that's also Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is. Taking Achila and Shasiya and Shane and making them mitzvahs, uplifting them. Bringing them back to the source of what they're here for in the first place. And that's Shabbos. Right, more than a malach who's already totally separated. Again, that the avoid of Klal Yisrael is above the avoid of a malach, because Klal Yisrael is doing an avoid to uplift the Gashmis, they're not just separated from the Gashmis. Very good. And that's why it's also Gematria Shabbos. Good. Eats to save a different shalom. שיש לפרש רוחץ מלושן ביטוחן. כמו שאומרים בריך שמי בין הרוחץ. You know what בין הרוחץ means? Somebody once said to me, you know what בין הרוחץ means? What do you think it means? In him I will bathe? בין הרוחץ. In Aramaic, rochets means to have bitochen. Bein rochets, in Hashem am boteach. So it says there's a remez or chotz. In Aramaic, at least, also means boteach. Ki habi pomem adam oisam mitzvus maizim toivim, ve enum margish kedusha vasiyosu. Sometimes a person does mitzvus maizim toivim, he doesn't feel anything. Ve hainu kadesh is atzmecho. So that's what we're saying, kadesh is atzmecho. You do what you're supposed to do to bring about Kedusha. Meaning, very good. A person says, well, I don't feel Kedusha, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't feel anything, it doesn't affect me. Says, fine, it doesn't affect you. But you have to do what you need to do. The Torah tells us, Chazal tell us, this is what Hashem wants from you. This is what's going to bring Kedusha out in the world. It's going to be Kedusha out of yourself. Do it. Orchatz. And happy talking that it's going to work out. That Kedusha will come. That Kedusha is coming. That it's going to come. Whether you feel it or not. You mekadesh yourself. And happy talking. But I'm divyas v'semes. In Parshas Truma. Sha'adam tzirich l'shiyah l'm bitochen b'mayis v'toyvim b'mitzvayisov. The v'semes says a person has to have bitochen in his mayis v'toyvim. He has to be talking in his mitzvahs. That they're being poil something, that they're doing something. V'zeh kavanas apostle, b'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. Have b'talking on Hashem and do good. Shagam l'asiyas toiv boi midas b'talking. Even for the doing good, you need b'talking that is meaningful. V'lechein ha'akdom l'alel ha'asei de shiol loi midas ha'b'talking. Shemayis to v'toivim sh'oysa b'layla zeh oivsem roishim l'mayla v'oivsem tikunim g'doylim. The Seder person has have the Akdom is to the Seder is that Bitochen does Maisim have an effect in Shemayim. Everything we learned about in the Nefesh HaChaim takes Bitochen to know my Maisim count, they have an effect. And I'm accomplishing a lot with what I'm doing. The Kedusha Slevi says a remez on the Pasuk. Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem lekech l'shoyim mechakim liyura. Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem shoyim mechakim liyura. What does Hashem want from you except to fear Him? Yeah? So the Gemara darshan's on the Pasuk, it asks, what do you mean? It's v'chi yir shemayim milchus z'trosi? The Gemara in Brachas, what do you mean? All He wants is you to fear Him. That's a small thing. Kedushas Levi's darshan's on the Pasuk, Ma Hashem shoyim. You know what Ma is? Ma is anivus. The Gemara says the greatest level of anava was when Moshe Rabbeinu said v'nachnu ma. The word ma means what am I? Ma is anivus. So Kedusha Levi says ma Hashem shalom emcha. The Baruch Hashem wants anivus from you. You shouldn't think you're a big shot. You shouldn't think you ki sometimes also means accept. Accept in the year. Accept when it comes to Yerusha Shemayim. Accept when it comes to Ruchnius. Accept when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs. So then you have to know. You have to be a little bit you know gaivedik to know what you could do. To know what you're doing, to know the reishim you're making in Shemayim. Could also wash away the ma'isim ra'im. You can dash it like that also. Okay.